Kim-un is reported as saying during his summit on Thursday with Russian President Vladimir Putin that peace and security on the Korean Peninsula depend entirely on the future of U.S. attitude. North Korean state media said Friday that Kim said the situation on the Korean Peninsula and the region is now at a standstill and has reached a critical point where it may return to its original state as the U.S. took a unilateral attitude and bad faith at the recent second North Korea-U.S. summit talks. No deal was reached in February at the Hanoi summit between Kim and President Trump, and the U.S. has refused to meet Kim's request to ease sanctions before he shows the United States he is ending his nuclear program. The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in an air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from the Islamic State. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure is 10 times more than acknowledged by the coalition officials.
The coalition offensive to retake the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa began in June 2017. Over the course of 5 months, Amnesty claims the operation took more than 1,600 civilian lives. Following a two-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
As always, if you'd like to join us for more news, you can visit our website, that is voanews.com or the mobile VOA app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he ordered White House counsel Donald McGahn to fire special